The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, and my name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. That's a suburb just outside of Kansas City. And you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is number 120, and it's being recorded on September 28th, 2007. Well, one of the things I'm trying to focus on this year with the podcast is to give some more real-life examples of things that we actually do in class. So I'm trying to kind of take a little bit of time and go back and kind of describe some of the lessons and some of the units that we do, some of the activities. And today I'm going to talk about an activity that I've done for the last 2 years when we covered the Declaration of Independence. Now, I teach 8th grade American history, and when we teach about the major documents like the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, it's kind of hard sometimes for the students to really grasp the difference and, you know, basically what the purpose of that document is. And that might sound kind of funny for us as adults, but, you know, I think students a lot of times kind of confuse what the actual purpose of the Constitution is, what the purpose of the Declaration of Independence is. So this is an activity that I began 2 years ago, and I'm sure that somebody else out there has done this, but I actually kind of just came up with this idea for how I do it 2 years ago on my own. If somebody else out there does something like this, please let me know, and I'd love to see how somebody else does an activity in a similar way. But basically what I do when we study the Declaration of Independence, a couple days after we've talked about it in the notes, I kind of do this this activity where I'm kind of almost tricking the kids a little bit into basically following along a breakup letter, and then at the end we tell them it's the Declaration of Independence. So basically what I do is I take a piece of paper and I've written down the text, and I'll include the text on the show notes or on the blogs, so if you guys want to see what I wrote and kind of modify it if you'd like to duplicate the activity. But what I do is I basically write a breakup letter. And then I fold it up, and then I put a couple, like, you know, draw a little bit of, like, decoration or hearts and stuff on the end. And then I have that in my pocket, okay? So the day that we do this activity, I take roll, like we always do. And then I tell the kids what we're going to do that day. And then I say, okay, guys, I say, you know, something's kind of bothered me. I keep having to pick up these notes after class. You know, you guys are writing letters to your boyfriend and your girlfriend and stuff, and some of you are leaving them on the floor, and I have to pick those up once you guys leave and, you know, throw them away. And, you know, one way of solving that problem in the past is that I've read the note, and then it's embarrassed the person that wrote it enough that they don't write notes anymore. And so I'm telling the students this, and I'm actually holding the note in my hand, and they can see it's got little pencil heart drawings on the outside and things like that. And then I say, well, I'm just going to put this one away. And then one of the students always starts saying, oh, you know, read that one, read this one. And I kind of, you know, at first say, oh, I'm not going to read it. It might embarrass somebody in the class. And then the class starts, you know, really trying to egg me on to read it, and they're begging me to read it. And so then I kind of, you know, play along, and I eventually do start to read it, and I kind of act like I'm previewing it a little bit. So if there's any bad material, and I kind of turn it over real quick so that they can see that it is actually written on. And then I say, okay, I'll read the letter. And so I start reading the letter, and it's a breakup letter. Everybody assumes that it's a breakup letter that a girl has written to a boy, and it talks about how things were once great, and you know, everybody thought they'd be together forever, but he's not paying any attention anymore. You know, the person writing the note says they want to be on their own, things like that. And then at the end, by this time everybody's like, oh, I know who wrote this, or I know the couple that broke up and actually wrote that note. And then at the end I fold up the letter without telling them who it is, and then I start to put it away. And then, you know, they definitely want to know. I mean, these are eighth graders, so they definitely want to know who wrote the note. And so then I kind of, you know, again, play along a little longer, and then I say, okay, I'm going to read the name on the bottom, but I hope it doesn't embarrass anybody, you know, that might possibly be in here. And so then I say, oh, it's written by the American colonies. And when I read that, And I say that, there's like this silence in the room, and students are wondering what's going on. And then slowly, there's like these little light bulbs. You know, when you're teaching and you have those moments where you can tell, you know, it's just clicking. This is one of those times when you can almost like see the light bulbs clicking one at a time. Just boom, 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 boom. And then pretty soon everybody starts to think about, oh my gosh, Mr. Langhorst just tricked us, and he's talking about the Declaration of Independence. And so then I have the students open up their textbook, and we look at the Declaration of Independence, and we talk about how this is basically the world's most famous breakup letter. I mean, at the beginning, they're talking about how they want to be separate, they want to be individuals, and then it goes through all the different reasons why the American colonies want to break up with England. And so at that moment, the students totally understand what the Declaration of Independence is. You know, I tell them, if I wrote this letter and I listed a whole bunch of reasons why we were breaking up, this would be a replica of the Declaration of Independence. So it's kind of a fun activity. It doesn't require a lot of time. You just have to write the note ahead of time. One thing that I do with my students at the beginning of the year is I tell them, hey, there's going to be some activities this year where you're going to know the outcome of the activity. And for the activity to work, there's going to be some level of surprise or some kind of element of, you know, not knowing what's going to happen. So there's going to be days when you're not going to be able to tell people in classes after you what actually happened. So I told my students, you know, hey, this is one of those times when you can't tell anybody, you know, you guys basically got punked and stuff, you know, let everybody else have the same experience, and it'll mean a lot more to them if they don't know that I'm going to read this letter ahead of time. And I try and do it on a day when we have what we call a J day. We're the Blue Jays, and so we have a blended block schedule. And on our J days, I see every class for 45 minutes. Well, this year, I did it on a block day. And the way our block schedule works is we see all the even-numbered classes one day and then all the odd-numbered classes the next. So I was kind of a little bit worried this year because I was going to see three of my classes on one day, and then the next day I was going to see the remainder, and I was sure that somebody was going to, you know, spill the beans and tell somebody. And amazingly, nobody did. So this year, nobody told anybody else. The activity stretched over 2 days, and I was very impressed with my students. They didn't, you know, let it out and ruin the surprise. So I think it's a really fun way to kind of get across the meaning of the Declaration of Independence. My students like it, and what I did this year was actually put my iRiver recorder on the edge of my desk and recorded what happened when I actually read the letter to the students. So I'm going to go ahead and share that audio with you. I'm going to start it basically where I've just taken roll and I'm starting to do, you know, hey, this is what's going on this week. And then I go into the description of, hey, I found this note. So this is how it worked in my class in 2007 at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri.
About some stuff, and then we'll start Unit 2 on Tuesday. Okay? But first of all, just kind of common stuff. I'm picking up a lot of notes that are being left outside. People just ask some things, like little notes to like boyfriends, girlfriends, all that kind of stuff. So please don't leave your notes around, because then what happens is I got to pick them up, I got to read them, and I'm like picking up trash after people and stuff. You know, I'm not your mom at home, so I might be picking up a lot of trash. And then what I typically do sometimes, if it becomes a problem, is I actually read the letter. And then that kind of usually solves the problem. People don't like their letters being read to the entire class. So I'm not sure what this one, I haven't looked at this one yet, but it could be something in this class. So read ASAP. Let me kind of preview it here, so make sure I can make that appropriate.
That's why you read it first.
All right, as long as I can read about a paragraph ahead, so it gets there. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Say the name.
There's no name on. It's not addressing anybody, but it says
I'm not sure how to start this letter, but I feel we need to talk. I've been thinking about us a lot lately. Just things used to be great. It was like we were MFEO. It's like we were MFEO. I mean, like, everyone said it was perfect. I really thought we would be together forever, but then things changed. I feel like you started to take me for granted. This is not good. You started to do whatever you wanted and never even asked me about anything or how I felt. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I don't want to hurt you, but I think it's time we broke up. It's just not going to work. I need some time by myself to see what it's like to be on my own. I'm sorry things didn't work out, but I do think that you, underline, are to blame. Sorry, but us, in quotations, is over.
Don't lose your notes later on. So, that's nobody in here, is it?
No, that's me. I wrote that.
It is signed by somebody, but I should probably say it.
Just tell us. I know the handwriting. I wrote it.
It'd be embarrassing.
No!
If it was you, would you want me to say it was you?
Yeah! Yeah.
Is it somebody in this class? Do you know who this might be?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I'm on a boy.
Good guess, Sherlock. Okay, I'll read the name. It's the American Colonies.
That's not funny.
Ever.
That's not funny.
It says the American Colonies.
You just made that up.
You. Aw, man.
You wrote it.
Alright. Open up your textbook if you have it. Open up your textbook if you have it to page 182 for a clue to why we just read this. Open up to page 182.
Man, that was like terrible.
What is this? The main part of the Declaration of Independence is basically a list of reasons why the colonies want their independence. So if I wanted to really make this more like the Declaration of Independence, I could like write a whole list of reasons like why we're breaking up, you know, like specifics, you know? Okay, but I didn't want to go into specifics, okay? So that's what the Declaration does though. It says we're breaking up, and this is why. Ding, 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 ding. It goes through all these different reasons. One of them is like representation, or no representation, and having to pay taxes and things like that. So that's part of it. There's like this whole list of just basically reasons explaining to the rest of the world why they're breaking up from England. So that's the Declaration of Independence. It's the world's most famous breakup letter ever.
Why does it say like he has,
They're talking about the king. These are all things that the king did that has caused the colonies to be upset, and that's why they're breaking away. So it's like a laundry list. It's a laundry list of all the things, you know, like an actual letter, like, you didn't do this, and you never want to go out on a date. You never send me flowers. You're not sentimental.
Wow, that was intense, man. I get it.
I thought you thought it was someone, right?
So that's how the activity worked in my classroom this year. My students did not know. As recording that, I just had it on the corner of my desk there, so kind of hidden from view. But I told them afterward that I taped it, and I'd probably put it on the podcast. So I'm sure some of them are probably listening to it. But a couple tips if you want to do this in your own classroom. If you want to write your letter, I'll include the text of my letter. I'm actually probably going to try and redo it a little bit for next year. But it's amazing because when you write it, the one thing that really hooks them and convinces them that this could not be an adult writing the letter is if you use one of those like text messaging acronyms. So like in mine I said something like everybody thought we were MFEO. And then I kind of pause, and, you know, then somebody always knows that it's, you know, made for each other. And they're always saying, at the end, they always say, oh, well, there's no way we thought that you would have written that because, you know, you're too old to know what all those things mean. And I am probably too old to know what most of those mean. I don't do any text messaging, but that's actually from the movie Sleepless in Seattle as well. There's a scene where the girl writes that in one of the notes, or I think it's like an email or something. And you know, just common sense, you can pick up on some of those. But if you include a couple of those, they will definitely not think that anybody over the age of, like, you know, 18 years old wrote the letter. So go ahead and use that if you want. It's a fun activity, requires no technology, and I think the kids really do grasp what the Declaration of Independence is after they do that activity. So if you have any comments, you can go ahead and leave a comment on the blog. Our blog is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or you can email me directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So that's it for tonight. Have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.